Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I see light mango.
Dave Wunstedt.
5 o'clock. Make sure someone write that down for Alex so he has it, okay?
Tanner, you write that down for Alex.
Write that down for Alex so he knows.
NFL head coach for 11 years.
The Bears came in here and Dave Wunstedt. There's a happy group of overachievers that have been well coached.
College football national champion.
Dave Wunstedt, one of my, really idols.
Super Bowl champion.
These guys, it's tough to get any, you can see it's tough to get any serious work done here, but.
Football analyst for NBC Sports and the Marquee Network.
And I'm with Matt Forte. He'd have been great for me. I'd have given him the ball 35 times.
you gave everybody the ball.
Coach, he'd have hated me by the end of the season.
Good stuff from Matt Forte today. Hey, Matt, you heard it in the open. Dave Wanstead said he would have loved to have you as a player, and he would have given you the ball 35 times a game. Would you be okay with that, or would you have hated him?
I heard him say he would have hated me. It was like, I would have hated him. I'm like, dude, I got the ball every play anyway. I was running and catching the ball. I got the ball 35 times a game anyway. So I probably would have just not had as many catches, but I would have had way more rushes, which, it would have been fine with me as long as we were, winning the game and not getting 2 yards to carry. You have to, really run in the ball. So
you're right.
Form is something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12. But I don't care.
Go ahead, Spain.
Go ahead, Wani.
I'm okay. Go, no, I just finish it. I'm closer. I'm close.
Somewhere.
I'm the closer, okay?
And that, where is it 5 o'clock? Right here.
Right here.
Is where it's 5 o'clock. And Dave Wanstedt is here.
I love that. How'd you get
Forte?
Matt, to come on.
He's on with us every week now.
I know that.
And, okay. And we wanted to make sure that he heard what you said about him.
You know what's interesting? If Matt, next time you talk to him, okay, tell him I would not have handed it to him 35 times. He would have had 35 touches, though. And these great players, I guess it was my second year at the Dolphins. We had signed Thurman Thomas. They released him at Buffalo. And so I knew Thurman from his Oklahoma State days. So we signed him, and I said, you're going to be our third down back. We also traded for Ricky Williams. And I said, Rick, you're going to first and second down. Thurman's going to go third down. Well, everybody was, ha-ha, fine, hunky-dory. And then we get into it, and here's Ricky Williams. About the third game of the season, he wanted to have a sit-down. He comes in the office. What do you got? He says, Coach, I got to get to Rockmore. And I says, get to Rockmore, you're getting a dose from first and second. He says, no, I want to play every down. I want the ball. I want the football. So I can appreciate Matt Forte's of the world, that got the ball a lot. I mean, when you got a great player like that, you got to, John Robinson, that was his famous line with Eric Dickerson, Marcus Allen. I mean, you go back to the O.J. Simpsons of the world all the way through. Hey, when you got a great one like that, you just hook on to him and let's go, So Matt Forte was that type of player, and Ricky was. But the point I'm making is, I don't like to get off on these stories, is that Rivers Ricky, he wanted the ball more. You know?
So those conversations happen a lot, right? Where a player will be like, hey, coach, I want the ball more. I want some stuff more. It's interesting because we got C.J. Gardner-Johnson here, the new Bears nickel.
And I saw that.
And he clearly had conversations down in Houston about, I'd like to do this. And they're like, yeah, why don't you just get out of here? Mm-hmm. And then he had more conversations in Baltimore where he's like, I kind of want to play more. And they're like, well, how about you just get out of here too? So there's a way to do it. And he seemed to not really do it in a way that went over well.
You also have to have a status. You can't just be a guy and walk into coach's office.
Right, right.
You got to be the guy to walk into the office.
Exactly. No, but it's good. I mean, I'm glad we got a defensive back. We need help. You know, I mean, we're beat up a little bit, so hopefully he'll contribute.
Well, what do you think about a guy who has been an issue like that in other places?
They like playing. He played for Dennis Allen, so Dennis knows him, and I'm sure this whole thing was based on Dennis saying, I'll talk to him, and he will come in, and he will help us. He'll be good. And, you know, when you play man coverage, you say, well, will he know all the coverages? Maybe, maybe not. But when you play man coverage in third down, you're going to lock him on a guy, play some cat coverage. He can do that.
Well, and he played in the slot for Dennis.
Yeah.
And I think that's what he's going to do again. We got words. So does he need – doesn't need to – like, can you just send him out there and say, hey, cover the guy in the slot?
Well, you could if that was the coverage. You know, the slot position, though, which is the nickel. That position is usually the most sophisticated because you're playing run, you're playing pass. Then if the
– You might be blitzing.
That's the guy that goes in motion. So now you're playing you know, depending on the defense, some of these defenses you're going from man to zone depending on the motion. You're going from a 3-deep to a 2-deep depending on the motion. So the slot position – that's Kyler Gordon, you know. I mean, that's what he does, and it's a special guy. Yeah. But we'll see. We'll see.
This segment with Dave Wanstead is brought to you by Four Winds Casino, your entertainment escape. I want to stay in the place of players talking to coaches, because Spiegs and I were talking about this earlier this week. Choice routes has been an issue for the Bears. Caleb is not on the same page with what guys are doing. Guys are sitting down in some of those zones, and he thinks they're going to keep going. DJ Moore, I wonder if he came into your office and said, hey, I want to make sure I can help this team out. What should I do about these option routes? Can he get a sit down with Caleb and Ben and say, let's work through this, or is it just reps?
No, you know what? I think a lot of it is the quarterback. I mean, the all-time option guy that I ever defended was Wes Welker when he was the slot guy at the New England Patriots during those heyday years with Brady. And we would overplay the outside, and don't you know, we'd play him head up or play him inside, and we would disguise it. We would line up inside. He starts working at us. We start working outside. And Brady, in him in third down and 4 or 5, that was his guy. He set records. And Brady would know where he was going. I mean, it was amazing because Welker didn't know before snap. He couldn't come in the huddle and say, I'm going to break inside. You can't do that because if a defense is lined up inside, it's going to be an interception. You can't predetermine option routes. It's the receiver. He's always trying to create space. He's trying to create windows. Any great receiver, I don't care what the route is, he's trying to create space for the quarterback. And by that, by space, I mean he's trying to break away from the guy and give the quarterback a window to throw the ball. So when the guy's running an option route, whether it's a tight end, whether it's a slot, doesn't matter. He doesn't know pre-snap what the coverage is going to be, or he might anticipate from the game plan, or if he's going to go in or out. So he's running it to create space, if that makes sense.
It does. What Lawrence is asking is fascinating, whether Brady and Welker, or in this case, the modern one would be, you know, Kelsey and Mahomes, whether they sat down and talked through the stuff, Or it just kind of happens. You're saying the quarterback dictates it, though. That's what Jim Miller said in the cut that you played, Lawrence.
Yep, the quarterback's got to be that sharp to see it. Now, you might say, hey, if I'm going out, I'm going to overlean, or I'm going to really throw my head inside. You know, well, some guys used to do that on us, you know, like over-exaggerate. I'm going inside. I'm throwing the head hard that way and then break in to help the quarterback knowing where he was going. But before the snap, no, there's no predetermined.
Mike Leach always used to talk about attacking grass. Like, I remember that as part of his offense. Like, that's the goal. We're trying to get to open space. So, look, that play in the end zone.
Yeah, that's the same as what I'm saying. Create space.
Absolutely.
For your quarterback.
That's what made me think of it.
Yep.
And I see DJ Moore, and Speaks and I have gone over the play a couple of times, where it's like, I feel like DJ at this point in his career, he's 8 years in, I think he has a pretty good idea of what the coverage concepts are.
Oh, God, he absolutely.
So I tend to side with a receiver going, yeah, if I keep going, I'm running into a linebacker. This is where we can attack grass. I'm right here. Throw me the ball.
Yeah, you what the receiver is reading, that's a great point, Lawrence, is one, he's trying to get open man or zone. He's option, whichever way he can beat him and create space, as I say, grass if you want to. If you're into grass, okay, I'm talking space. and I had to say that. But then it goes to man versus zone. And what you're saying is exactly right, Lawrence. If it's man and I make a move inside, break inside, okay, to create space, and it's man coverage, I'm going to go like heck to get away from this guy. But if it's zone, it's exactly what you're saying. I don't know. I didn't hear what DJ said. But if it's zone and I shake him and I come inside, I'm going to take a step or two, and he's counting on his quarterback knowing it's zone coverage.
Mm-hmm.
I can't keep going. I'm going to run into the linebacker. I got to sit. So, the receivers, he's got a hard job. He's trying to get open, and then he's reading man or zone coverage on the move, and your quarterback's got to do the same thing.
Dave Wanstead with us here. It's our favorite time of the week.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
I hope
you're killing it, Coach.
No, I get off on these tantrums, and I just want to make sure that
your money.
No,
that you make us smarter.
The listeners
Coach,
are following what I'm saying.
They love this stuff.
You know what, John Madden? When I took the job at Fox in L.A., he said, "Don't worry about the 10% people, okay, that you're talking to. Don't worry about the bottom 10%. The bottom 10% are just listening because it's on the radio and their wife or husband's listen to it or partners listen to it. The 10%, they think they know more than you anyway, and they're going to disagree with you on a Twitter. So ignore them. But you're talking to that 80% that would love to go and have a cocktail and sit here with us.
Yes.
So that's what I try to address when I explain things. Okay, that's, enough of that. Enough
that's
of that.
Why the stories are fine.
Okay.
Like, the listen, I'm getting real-time feedback.
Where?
On Twitch via the text.
And you're getting
people
real-time.
People want the stories, Coach.
You're getting real-time feedback from Jan, who's texting you. Is she okay? Is she all right with your microphone? Is it high enough?
I'm getting feedback from this bourbon, that's all.
Hey, Coach, when I ask you to think of a potentially problematic player that you accepted into your locker room,
I mean,
because you needed him.
Come on, so
who comes to mind?
Oh, Coach.
Yeah.
Coach.
Dallas.
Charles Haley threatened to whoop my ass the very first meeting we had together. Is that problematic for you
if you're a
coach? Okay.
So how'd you make it work? What did you have to do to make it work?
It was a long story. I ain't going to waste the whole time now, but that was the first meeting we had, and I kind of jumped his case a little bit. And
so you stood up to him?
In a bad way, and he came back at me in a bad way, and we worked through it, and to this day, I saw him at the Super Bowl reunion a couple years ago, big hug. I mean, he's great, and we wouldn't have won the Super Bowl without him. He knows that, but every day, it was wherever's Charles going to be today? Hold on, it wasn't a one time in the beginning of the year having a meeting with Ricky Williams and getting the thing solved and moving on. I mean, we oh God, it happened. Coach, at halftime of the San Francisco game, the NFC Championship, we got a win to go to the Super Bowl, and it is raining. It's at clay, mud, and Candlestick. And he just left there the year before, and they were trying to hurt him. They were running 36 power, blocked down, and he had to come and wreck it at him, at him, at him. Okay, Rathman blocking him. He's hit, and he comes in at halftime, and his jersey was completely covered with mud from head to toe. Face mask, I couldn't see his face. And my other defensive end, Tony Tolbert, his jersey was as white as snow. Now, they hadn't run there. And he comes up to me at halftime, and he just goes crazy that they're trying to kill me, and what are you going to – so I had some other – guys that were semi-killers on the team. Tony Casillas, you know, who was a problem child, who was like a son to me. I slept in his house when I was trying to recruit him to Oklahoma State, but that's another story. And so I said, Tony was as crazy as Charles, but in his own way. Tony, handle Charles. So those two guys go in the back, and they're doing whatever they're doing, wrestling or whatever, and I'm doing all the halftime adjustments. We're trying to get to the Super Bowl. And they come storming out of the locker room, and Jimmy starts yelling. I said, everybody good? Yeah, they both look and say, we're good. Let's go. They didn't hear a damn word I said. Okay, and then Jimmy calls them up, and here we go. Not to finish the game. Oh,
did you win?
Coach, did we win? Do you think this ring I'm wearing? You think I bought this down here at no, this is not a Super Bowl ring. But yes, we beat San Francisco. We were 10-point dogs, and we beat them that day. Yes.
So it might be an ongoing thing, as you say, Lawrence, if the player's good enough. But even if not, that kind of the discipline and the relationship might have to be an ongoing thing.
It'll be up to the position coach and a little bit to DA to deal with C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
I think his DA putting his butt on his reputation on the line.
I'm not sure the DA did that. I didn't read it that way.
Lawrence, let me ask you a question. Don't you think that Dennis had that conversation with him before they...
That's what I guess.
And said, this is the plan for you. This is where we're at. This is what we need you to do. Are you all in with us right now? I mean, I got to believe they did.
Because Ben said, look, he's got kids. He's got a family. Yeah, So he might not get more chances than this.
Exactly. No, I think that conversation has all taken place. And Dennis trusts him. He's worked with them. So, you know, hey, I'm all in with Dennis Allen and these guys say they're doing the right things. I'm all in.
How do you feel Caleb played last week?
I thought he played okay, you know. I mean, we got to remember, he's in his second year. You know, it should not – this is just my opinion. It should not be on Caleb Williams to win and burden – he shouldn't have to carry the torch for this football team to win. I think he's one of 22 players. You know, 11 on offense and 11 on defense. We got to run the ball. We got to play good defense. We got to
stop the penalties.
We got to stop the penalties. All these things we got to do as a team, and he's got to do his job as a quarterback. You know, he's not to that point in the season where you go into a game, and if Tom Brady's not playing good, the Patriots aren't winning, right? I mean, Lamar Jackson,
Josh Allen,
he'll be back tonight.
Okay, if Josh Allen's is missing, it's going to be a problem. He shouldn't be in that position yet.
He should just be doing whatever.
Do his job. Just do his job. Now, the one thing that I do have a little bit of problem with is I think the quarterback is, and I can't get this out of my mind. Every time I hear Caleb saying. And he's not here yet, guys, but every time I hear him saying, well, we got to get on the same page or we got to execute, which he, you know, that's, you know, we got to all execute. And he's telling the truth. I'm all in. But at some point, as the quarterback and as the face of the team, you have to be the one that kind of holds guys accountable in your own personality. And I can't get that clip of Jeff Saturday and Peyton Manning on the sideline.
Going back and forth at each other.
In a huge game, and Saturday is screaming about running the ball, and Manning goes up to him and gets right in his face and says, I'm the quarterback. I'm calling the plays. You block, I'll call the plays. And when a guy jumps off sides or a receiver doesn't line up right, or, you know, one of on offense, I'm talking about on offense now, I would just like to see Caleb take a little bit more of, hey, don't be afraid to get on these guys a little bit. Guys, we can't execute the play if we're not all on the same page and doing it. That's the only thing. And I know he's young, so I believe that will come, but that has to come. For the Bears to become a Super Bowl contender, and it might happen this year. We don't know how the season's going to unfold. But for them to really be elite, he needs to do that as the quarterback, as the face of the team. He needs it not just by his performance, but I think by his vocal, he needs to express those things to the rest of the guys, and they got to respect it.
What you're talking about, I mean, that's unbelievably great stuff, in my opinion. What you're talking about is that human, genuine kind of comfort with positive confrontation and communication. You'd like, just like you were talking about with Haley, and then having Casillas and Haley do it, or having Manning and Saturday do it, or having hopefully Ben Johnson do it with Caleb. Caleb's got to do it with his guys, and we don't know if he's got that. We don't know when you scout quarterbacks. We don't know if these college guys have that.
I was there when Troy Aikman turned around and we were flopping around as a team, and he walked back and he looked at the whole offense lined up and said, this is, does everybody realize this is not a blankety blank preseason game? And he just goes up and down the line, running backs, receivers, everybody. And we had some characters there, you know, the Michael Irvins of the group, and we got it.
The only thing
does that make sense?
It does make sense. The only thing that I worry about specifically with Caleb is that Caleb has got to get to the point where his game is on point. That he's doing all of the right things, or at least coming close.
Yeah, that's part of it. I agree with you. I'm naming all these Pro Bowlers and Hall of Fame guys.
But
that's not fair. That's not fair to Caleb. And I want to be more than fair to Caleb.
I think you are.
Okay,
I think that's okay.
And I talked to Troy Aikman. Okay, after this whole Monday night game and this debacle, whatever nonsense was going on, and you know what Troy told me? I'm going to say it now. Troy says, I love Caleb Williams. I had to go back and watch the tape again to see what the heck everybody was talking about. He says, I saw him miss a couple throws, and that's my job to say you missed a couple throws. So, I mean, you know, he's young. He's developing. Troy said, no, I love Caleb. I got no problem with Caleb. I was just kind of making a comment or two, and people just are oversensitive sometimes here, I think, in Chicago, and you can be oversensitive to me, but, you know, we love the guy. He's got to be great for us to be great here.
Fans have been burned with quarterbacks multiple times.
Yeah, I had 6 and 6 years, Coach. You're talking to, you're singing to the choir right here, okay? So don't start. Don't start.
Our segment with Dave Wanstead is brought to you by Four Winds Casino, your entertainment escape. When we come back, Coach has got something for us on the board. So get to YouTube, get to Twitch, because we'll draw something up and Coach will explain it. I'll do my best for those of you that can't get to a screen to kind of call it out, do a little play-by-play on it, but it is one of the best segments that The Score does. Coach goes to the board next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved, or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
He's, I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave Wannstedt.
And I'm always available unless I'm doing something.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Hey, we're calling the plays, all right?
Hey, we got to run the ball.
Wait, six down let me
there.
Pass one.
Can
we will run the ball.
Can we run it down
yeah,
there?
Just play
we
center.
Run it down
yeah,
there.
Jeff,
okay, so
we will. All right, when we call pass plays, block. He's calling plays.
Go sit down.
He's calling
Please, I will sit down.
Don't quit yelling.
Hey, go sit down.
No, we're cool. Y'all
over here telling us how
to fight. He's doing it.
Come on, okay.
He's yelling
no,
at us.
No, you don't have to go yet.
No.
I'm mic'd up, too. Huh? I'm mic'd up.
That's what Coach was talking about. Jeff Saturday.
I love that.
And Peyton Manning getting after it.
I love that. That's so good. So good.
It's football. Power positive confrontation, I guess. Huh?
Speaking of football, before Chicago game, takes Coach. On Cincinnati, tune in Sunday from 9 a.m. until noon for your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, and Molly will be live at Revolution Brewing. By the way, found out Revolution Brewing has a new deal with DePaul. We've got DePaul cans at Revolution Brewing. You should check them out. 3340 North Kedzie Avenue. Those boys will get you ready for the game. Then immediately following the game, they'll have instant reaction on the Great Clips post-game show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Arturo Tires. It can all be heard right here on The Score and the Odyssey app.
Coach, we got to get your picks in a little bit, and we want to play you a little bit of audio, perhaps, if we have time. But you drew something up. What'd you draw up today, and why is Alex, who's great at holding erase boards,
I'm like,
not
what is he
here?
Doing sitting over there looking at us
I don't
for?
Know. I don't know.
So it must be that Iowa education.
Oh, we're back, and now we're doing radio, and here's the coach, and there he is. There's Alex.
There's Alex.
Look at that.
All right, let me see if I can remember what. Okay.
This be was, watching on Twitch or YouTube right now.
This was the final touchdown that Baltimore had in the game, okay? And what it was, I'm going to try to make this real simple. They put in a, as you can see right there, two tight ends, Baltimore, a fullback, okay, and a tailback, and one receiver. That's the thing, you know. So the Bears matched up fine. The Bears put in, they took only had one receiver. We only had one corner. We put in an extra defensive lineman. So we had five defensive linemen in the game on this. The Baltimore was playing man coverage. What they did, what Baltimore did, they faked like they were going to give it to Derrick Henry. Okay, now, man coverage. He went there.
The wide receiver that split out to the right side goes.
He was covered him. He covered him, okay? This tight end right here is going to run the crossing route. I'm going to get back to him in a minute.
From right to left.
There you go. This guy went, the fullback went to the flat right there.
On the right side.
And our linebacker jumped up and covered him. Very good. Our middle linebacker right here, he had the tailback. So he took a little step that way just in case they handed it off. The backside linebacker right here, he had the tight end. Everybody's got a man. And what happened, this tight end took a little hesitation, and he crossed and ran right to the deep guy to draw everybody with him. He went with him. He tied him up. Now, if you can see the drawing, so he's gone. He's gone, and now here comes this tight end crossing right there.
Mark Andrews on that play.
Great play-action pass right there. And you can see on the tape our middle linebacker right here, Edwards, he turns and starts screaming to Brisker, help me, basically, help me. He's crossing. I got him. He's out of position, and as a result, it's a touchdown.
The tight end runs into the vacated spot.
Yeah.
And he ends up being open for a touchdown.
Well, it was a pick play. In essence, it was man coverage. It was a well-designed play. When they start crossing those tight ends in there off of the run, because the line – it was. Keep in mind, this was on the goal line, right? This was second and goal, second down and goal. So what are you thinking? Derrick Henry's in there. I've got to stop the run. So everybody's coming to stop Derrick Henry. They've got extra – they got a fullback. They only got one receiver. And it was a nice call by Baltimore, play action pass, we're in man coverage,
And they basically pick us and get a guy open.
Did Brisker make a mistake by
No.
It's just hard to read.
It wasn't Brisker's guy. They were just trying to get him to help.
He's thinking, like, I might have to hand this off because this is not what we were expecting.
Brisker had the tailback. He had the tailback, Derrick Henry. So he started moving that way. The outside linebacker started moving that way for the fullback. He jumped him. And the backside linebacker obviously got fooled for a second. Guys, it was a good design play, against the defense that's going to play man on the goal line. But you got to stop the run down there. I mean, I've had that play run against me a thousand times.
So the Bengals have two real good wideouts.
Yeah, they
including
do.
Jamar Chase, who has 70 catches on the year. They've played 8 games. And Jaquan Brisker was asked, Coach, about maybe doing a little trash talking on Jamar Chase. Listen to this. Would you help us with this? This is Brisker talking about Chase today.
I mean, we got two great safeties. We got a good tandem. So, to be honest, no disrespect, it doesn't put any stress on us. We just have to, play our type of brand of defense. And we got good corners, too. It's not like he's just going to walk over our corners. And, just play our type of brand of defense and get after them. And that's what we're going to do.
The juice that you're talking about with you, Gardner Johnson, and you mentioned Tyreek Stevenson as well. Does talking, does that get in? Do you try to get into the heads of the other team? Is that really what it comes down to?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. We're going to talk, and it does. I mean, especially the way I talk and the way other people talk. I mean, we get in people's head. Grown man over be really crying out there. Grown man with kids. Like, imagine that. Like, seriously. So it's hilarious. I wish I was mic'd up every game.
What, give us an example of a little trash talk.
My rookie year, you could ask Kendall Vittle. He was at corner, and I was talking a lot of trash to Justin Jefferson, and he was crying. The second half, that's when he dropped, like, every ball. First half, he killed us, but second half, just pay attention to the game. You'll see. That's an example, though.
What do you think of Jaquan Brisker saying he's going to trash talk Jamar Chase this weekend?
It's like me trash talking. I'm not covering anybody. I'm not covering him. He's not going to cover him. That's the poor corner. Who's going to be the corner that has to cover him? That's the guy.
Tyreek? You go one-on-one with Tyreek?
Tyreek's the guy that's going to take the brunt of this.
Yeah, I also think it's probably not great to take shots at Justin Jefferson when you go see him again.
You know what? That's, talking about crying. I mean, number one, I'd have to see it to believe it. And number two, you guys don't say that in the NFL. I mean, that's because that's hanging in Chase's locker. It's probably hanging in everybody's locker in the entire Bengal locker room. It truly is. I mean, it's
If you're the Bengals coach, you go find that and bring it to his attention.
Yeah,
don't
you? I used to make them up, and I was always looking for something to hang in Benny Blades' locker or one of those, great Mark Carrier's locker. I'd make something up and put it in Carrier's locker or Sean Gale and say, hey, look what this guy said about you. What? Oh, yeah, I'm telling you, he's that you were crying. They'd act like they were mad, but they probably say, this guy, nobody would say that.
Yeah, but then when you hear someone say it.
I don't know.
Coach, that's a dangerous game he's playing.
I don't know. He was mic'd up, so we're good to go. Let's go. Go Bears. Go Brisker. Penn State guy. I got to be good to Penn State guys.
You making stuff up to try and get Sean Gale going.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Coach. That started back in the U days, back in the convicts and Catholic days. Oh, yeah. We did it all.
Coach, you got some picks for us?
I do have some picks for us, okay?
Can I talk football here for a minute?
It's time for the Four Winds Forecast with Dave Wonstead.
Put your mouthpiece in, because here we go.
Presented by Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo and South Bend.
Okay, I like the 49ers to beat the Giants. Giants are banged up right now. I know it's in New York, but I like the 49ers. I like the Bears to win this game over Cincinnati. Yes, I wrote this down before I heard that quote, but I still like the Bears. Oh, God. I like Dallas over Arizona. And now, hear this the right way. I would take Carolina and 15.5 points with Green Bay. Green Bay will win the game, I believe. But I like Carolina. If you're going to bet and get 15.5 points, I kind of like that for some reason. That's my picks.
That was the Four Winds Forecast. Every week with Dave Wannstedt. Experience the excitement at Four Winds Casino, New Buffalo, and South Bend. With award-winning cuisine, the latest slots, a variety of table games, and luxurious hotels. Four Winds Casino, your entertainment escape.
If you're caller 6 right now, it's a 312-540-0670. We're going to hook you up with a $200 gift certificate to Four Winds Casino and Resort in New Buffalo. That place is amazing. Coach and Tanny had a wonderful time out there a couple weeks ago. Yes. You should go. Even if you don't win the gift certificate, you should go to Four Winds Casino Resort in New Buffalo. Beautiful time of year up there on the water. You can see the sunset on Lake Michigan.
Leaves are changing, huh?
It's beautiful up there. Absolutely. Pure Michigan.
Absolutely.
Exit Route 1.
All right, I'm out of here. See you guys. Give me the ball here.
Coach, has had enough?
Was I done? I hope. I'm done.
I was thinking about whether to ask you another one or not, but if you're good, we're good, Coach. You're the best. You're the best. Go make something up about Jan.
I got to know. What did he make up?
What'd you make up about Sean Gayle or Benny Blades? Mark Carrier. What did you make up? You got to give Tanny something.
Something about somebody... said that they made you cry the last game.
That is Dave Wannstedt. Our guy, and he is your coach. We are going to take a timeout. We'll be back after this on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.